Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Tes. Picking up on Chaf Chesem Abayz by the bottom of the page, by the next part of the Mishnah, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says, that let's say a person, they have a man, he has a daughter, and that daughter is married, and then that daughter dies, but there's a son-in-law, and he has children from her, then he's still considered related, and therefore he can't testify for him. Omer Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Tavla, Amar Bruna, Amar Rav. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rava Amar Rav Nachman, ain't halacha Rabbi Yehuda. He says halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, rather goes according to the Tanakhama, and he says that the former son-in-law is not related, even if there are grandchildren. This guy, his daughter dies, and then there's no more relationship. V'chein Amar, and similarly says, Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, ain't halacha Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Some say they explain that the statement is said in the following: as Zu Darash Rabbi Yosi Aglili, this Rabbi Yosi Aglili came and he darshened. Ubasa ela kohanim halaviim ela shofet hashayyeh bayomim haheim. We never question what to do in terms of halachas. So you have to go to the judge who's going to be in those days. Did you think that what Adam halach itzel shofet shalohi bayomim? What do you think he's going to go to the judge that wasn't during his days? Ela zeh shayakarov in israchik. What it means is it's talking about a judge who was a relative and now became unrelated. But before the case came in front, and it's teaching that as long as a judge is unrelated in his days, meaning at the time that he's dealing with the case, then he can be the judge. And Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that they're no longer related, they're no longer related. Bnei Chamud the Mar Ukva, the sons of Mar Ukva's father-in-law, that makes him their brothers-in-law, beep, turn the page. Chav Tes, Amar Aleph. Krovim Nisraku Avu. They were relatives, so then became distance. It became far because his wife ended up dying, so now the brothers-in-law are no longer related. Also, Lekamei Ladina, they came in front of, the brother-in-law came in front of him for a din. Amar Aleph, he said, Psilna Lecholadina, I'm puzzled for it to dan you. Amar Aleph, he said, my daitach. So why this thing, you know, good? Rabbi Yehuda, you go in according to Rabbi Yehuda that says that if there's children, then we're still connected. But I'm not. My sin and Yigrasa Mimralfa, we have a letter from Eretz Yisrael that says, Deina Lach Rabbi Yehuda, Lach does not go like Rabbi Yehuda. In which case, we're not related, and you can judge the case. Amar Lehu, and he says back to them, Atu Bekaba Dekira Idbakna Bechu. Wrong trap. Rashi explains, Bekav shel shayven nidbakti b'chem. What am I attached to with, like a kav of wax? B'tmiya? In other words, am I glued to you? Of course you're right. We're not connected anymore. That I got. Says Rashi, Klomer, any dovig b'chem kalal, ela atun lo tzaisin undina. He says, but I'm still not going to judge it. Why? Delokam ina psilna l'chuladina, ela mishum delo tzaisisu dina. I didn't say that I'm not able to judge it, except for the fact that I'm worried that you're not going to actually listen to me because we're too close to each other in terms of friendships and forth, so you're not going to actually take my din. It says next part of the Mishnah, Oiv zeh shushvino, a friend is a shushvino, is a person who's by the chasana and he's on team chasen. Therefore, they're too close to be able to be considered like a karov, says the Gemara Vekama. Now, how long is he puzzle for? Forever? Amrav, kol shiva simei mishnah. No, it means that during the Shavu Brachos, v'rabanan, over the 7 days that followed the chasana, v'rabanan mishmei the Rav Amri, they say, afilu miyom rishon re'elichim, from the first day on, he's actually okay. He's allowed to testify. Says Rashi, Batlo Shushvinos, Mekasha Leid. It's Batlo, and he's able to go, and he's able to mend. It's only at the chasna itself, but afterwards it is fine. Next part of the Mishnah. Son of Kol Shalo Dibur, an enemy, someone doesn't speak to him for 3 days because he's upset at him. Tana Rabbanan, Vahu Lo Oyev Lo. Right? When it says, this is talking about someone who kills someone by accident, it says, and he wasn't his enemy. Says Rashi, Dahai Vahu Ha'ed Kai. the meit shu chayev galus v'eid lo oyev lo l'rotzeach. We're referencing over here the aid who sees this and he's being made, this person is chayev galus, and the aid is not an enemy to the murder. The iber rotzeach haksev v'hu lo sone lo v'koy achrin etuba. It's not talking about the murderer himself says, and he's not his enemy. But here we're talking about the aid. It says back in the Gemara, Yidenu. Let's read it again. Vahulo oyev lo yidenu, he can testify. Vahulo vakesh rosa, he doesn't think it was bad. Yididenu, he can judge him. Ashkon, sone, so we found the sone. Oyev minol, how do we know a woman who loves someone can be in aid? Kari bei hachi, because read the pasuk, vahulo oyev lo, velo ohev lo. Yidenu, right? If he doesn't hate him, or he doesn't love him, then he can go and can testify. Okay. V'lo mevakesh ra'aso, v'lo tavaso. And then we get that in the second part also. He's not looking for his bad, he's not looking for his good. Then he's able to go and he can judge him. Midi ohev ksiv. Does it say that lashon over here? It doesn't say that. So how can you go interpret it to mean someone who loves him? Ela svarhu, it's logical. Oyev my time. What's the reason why an enemy can't be the aid? Mishum the merach daiti, because he's very far from him. He's not gonna. We can't trust him. Oyev nami mekarv daiti. He's very close to him, so we can't trust him. Zak the next part of the Mishnah, right? It said that what the Chachamim said. They argue with Rabbi Yehuda's din that an enemy or friend can't work, can't be part of it. Rabbanan hai lo oyev lo v'lo mevakesh rosa mai doshbe. How do they dash in this pasuk? Chad le dayan. One part of the pasuk is coming to disqualify a judge that's an enemy or a friend. And idach, the other one, kedetanya, going to the brisa, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. V'hulo oyev lo v'lo mevakesh ra'aso. Mikan l'shnei tamei chacham shesom zem. Is that from here we learn that if two chacham hate each other, shein yoshrin, but din keacha. They can't sit on a din together. They can't be in the same court. Okay, now we go into a famous mishnah, breaking down how do we deal with the actual edim when they come in. Kate said both things to edim. How do we go? How do we check the edim? How you machnisin osam l'cheder ma'ayinim aleim. We go and we bring them into a room. And basically, we threaten them, like, don't mess with over here, don't start, or like, we warn them, no falsely testifying. Says Rashi, before Rashi Gemara, Motzien es kol ha'adam l'chutz, and they send everyone out, u'mishayim es ha'gadol shaban. And they just hold back the most chashuv aid that's found there. Ve'omrim lo, and they say to him, Emor, he'achat ha'adesh z'chayiv l'zad. Now tell us, how do you know this guy owes that person? I know this one is chayv to that one. Im amar hu amar li shani chayv lo. If he says, well, he told me that I owe him, then it's Rashi, alova amar, he says, what do you mean? He told me straight up. Yish ploni amar li shu chayv lo, or let's say so-and-so told me that he owes him. Lo amar klum, then he didn't say anything. Rashi explains, people don't want others to know that they have a lot of money or... You know, they want them to think that they have less than they have. Says Rashi, the other thing is, Damer Ploni no se bi kadishaliach ziku asher. You say, oh, this guy lent me money, so people don't think that he's rich. Ashiom rebefaneinu hoda lo shehu chayev lo masayim zuz. Unless he says that the guy admitted in our presence that he owes 200 zuz, right? Talking about a case where this guy, the one who supposedly owes the money, says in front of Edom to the person, yeah, I owe the money to him, 200 zuz. V'achar kach machnisin es ha'shenu obot genoso. Afterwards, we go and we bring in the other aid and we examine him also. Imnim su divreim chuvanim, we found that the words are aligned. Then, nosim v'nosim adavar, then they go ahead and they start deliberating and figuring it out. Shnayim omrim zakeh, if two judges say that the guy is not chayev to pay the money, ve'achad omer chayev, the third one says it's chayev, zakai, then he's not chayev. Shnayim omrim chayev, if two say that he's chayev, ve'achad omer zakai, shnayim omrim zakeh. Oh, if two say he's off the hook, doesn't have to pay, if one say he does have to pay, he doesn't have to. If two say that he has to pay, and Echad Omer Zakei that he doesn't have to pay, he has to pay. Right? Echad Omer, so we saw basically going by majority so far. Echad Omer Chayev, Echad Omer Zakei, if it's split decision, one says one, one says the other, then Afilu Shnayim Mezakin O Shnayim Mechayvin. Or even if you have two that say he's Chayvin, two say that he's off the hook, the Echad Omer Yodayim, the third one says, I don't know, Yosifa Adayim. The judges are added to the case over here. Rashi points out, even if it's not going to end up having an impact, like if two say one thing and one say the other, we go with the majority. But still, says Rashi, "Vafagavdi avi polegalayu have a batel b'miutu b'batel ki amar in yedem." And he says, "I don't know. Havi kamishalo yasher." But then he's like, he's not even there. For nimsa din b'shnayim, v'aran tlas b'nim. It ends up being a din of two, and we need three. Garmu esadavar. Now, when they go and they figure out what the what the din is, we've reached our verdict. So they bring in the litigants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer, the greater judge, says, each ploni ata zakai, each ploni ata chayev. You, my friend, you're a zakai, you are a chayev. Uminayin l'chsheyetze lo yomar, ani mezakev chaveroi mechayevin. And where do we know this from, that you're not supposed to know which dayan said what? Right, that I'm the one who said he's not guilty. It was my chaverim, the ones that mechayev. Avol ma'aseh, chaverim. Well, what do you want me to do? Like, they're more than me. Alzen emar. On this, the Heilige pasuk says, Lo holy Rachel megalasod. He's Rachel is a talebearer, one who reveals secrets. Right, so we don't, you can't do that. Hey, Cheminunhu, says the Gemara, now what do we tell the witness in order to, like, be ma'ayimin, like, to threaten him or warn him? If you better not be lying, boy, you better tell the truth. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Hey, Cheminunhu, this is what we say. Nesiim v'ruach v'geshem ayin. Clouds and wind, but no rain. Ish mishalel b'matas shaker. When a man takes pride in a dishonest gift. When you get money for somebody's friend by lying, that causes famine. So even if the clouds fill the skies and storm winds blow, rain is not going to fall. Abeli Rava, Yachli Lameimar. So the witnesses can say, back to this threat, so Shav Shnei Havakafnam. There may be a 7-year famine. Va'abava Umana Lochalif, but it doesn't enter a craftsman's door. Right, so what am I worried about? You want to tell me there's a famine? So what? I could still work and I could still make money. I could still take care of things. That's not a good threat. It's not going to mess him over. Hello, I'm a Rava. I'm reading Lou. We say to him, Mifitz v'cher v'chet shanun, a club, a sword, and sharp arrows. Ish one b'reyu, a chucker, when a man brings false testimony against his friend. Rashi says, "Ba'avan edus sheker dever ba v'yisriaru shalir musu." There's going to be dever, pestilence is going to come, and basically this person can die from it. So that's pretty intense. Amalei Ravashi, Rashi says, "No, what do you mean? Yachal lemeim?" They can respond, "Shav shnei hava mosanav inis belo shnei lo shachiv." This is, it could be a 7-year plague, but no man dies before his time, right? So. I'm not worried about it. I'll die in the right time. Ella, Amar Avashi, Avashi comes in, he says, Amar Li Nasan Bar Mar Zutra. I'm reading Elohu. We say to the witnesses, Sahadi Shakri Al Grayu Zile. Witnesses that lie are disgusting, even in the eyes of those who hire them. They'll say, in other words, like, you think, like, oh yeah, they hired you to lie. You hired them to. This guy hired me to lie for him. So he's going to like me, right? Nah, you're bizarre to these people. And they look down upon you. Like the Pasuk says, and let them place two corrupt men opposite him. And let them testify about it, saying, you've cursed God and king. Right, so we see these people are called corrupt by the people that actually are hiring them. This is a pasuk in Malachim. We have two witnesses that testify falsely by the story of Navos, who deserved the death penalty, was Izevil's method of getting rid of him is that Achav could take away the beautiful vineyard. Right? But the point is that they called them disgusting. So you should just know, like, oh, wow, look at you. You're coming to help them. It's so nice. Even they, the ones that hired you, look down upon you. Next part of the Mishnah. Im Amar Hua Amar Li, if the witness says, oh, yeah, he told me that I owe money. He didn't say anything because people, you know, don't like to look like they're rich. So Achi Yomi Befaninu Hoda Lo Shehu Chayev Lo Masayim Zuz, until he says that he admitted to the person in front of us that he owes him 200 Zuz. Okay, Messiah Le Le Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah backs up Rabbi Yehuda. Dom Rabbi Dom Rav. Tzarech Sheyomer Atem Edai. This debtor has to say to the people who hear him that you are my witnesses in order for this to be accepted, right? Because then we understand he's accepting them as actual edus, right? Not the fact that because it says he admitted to them in our presence, not just that there are people there, but that he was like, there was something specific going on. It's Barnami, it also says, I'm Rabbi Chiya Baraba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Manali Biyadcha, if somebody says to another person in front of Edom, you owe me 100 zuz, you owe me a mana, Amalo Hain, the other guy says, yep. Lamacha Amalo Tanil, he says, give it to me. And Amar Meshatani Bechal, nah, I was just messing around with you. You can't be Chayev right now. And the first one, he takes him to court to get the money, Pater. He says, not Chayev to go on to pay because he didn't designate these people on the side there that were listening as actual Edom. Tiny Nami Achim, but Bryce will actually back this up. Manu Biyadcha, somebody says it. Amalo Hain says, yep, Lamacha Amalo Taneoli, give it to me. Amalo Meshata, Nibucha, nah, I was just messing around with you. Pater, he's Pater Velo, and not only that, Ela Afilu, Hichmin Lo Edim Achori Gander, even if he hid witnesses, you know, to watch this, and you got to notice it. Amalo Manu Biyadcha, Amalo Hain says, yep, Ritzoncha, she told the Bifne, Ploni, Ploni. And then he says, do you want to admit it in the presence of these two people? He says, no, I'm scared that if you force me to din, you're going to use this against me. If on the next day, the guy says to the defendant, give me the money which you say you admitted to me. He says, no, I'm messing around with you. Pater is pater. Already he's a pater, he doesn't have to pay. Right? So even according to the opinion that the admitting is valid, without designating witnesses, this one is going to be no good because this guy didn't know that there were Edom that were listening at the time. So he has to at least know what's going on over here. Vein ton in lemesis, but the court doesn't plead on the behalf of an instigator to avodah zarah. Well, that's an odd thing to say. When were we talking about that at all? Says the Gemara, Mesis, Mandel Kamar Shmei. A Mesis, someone who tries to instigate someone to do avodah zarah. Whoever mentioned that in the first place? What are you talking about? Says the Gemara, no, Chasir Mechsara, we're missing something. This is what he means to say. Imlo ton, ain't ton lo. If the defendant doesn't plead that he was joking, so then we don't do it on his behalf. Like, we don't go out of our way to help this person to, you know, answer it for him. But Dini Nefashos, when it comes to Dini Nefashos, Afal Gav de lo ton ton lo. Even if this defendant doesn't find a way to get himself off the hook, we do something to get him off the hook, right? If there's a way that we could defend him, we try, right? Because it's like we try to save people. We don't want to go and, we don't want to kill, we don't want to kill them. Where am I? V'ein toin lemesis. But when it comes to mesis, someone is instigating someone to go to the Zara, we don't go ahead and we don't toin for him, even though it's a capital punishment. Ma'ishna mesis, why by mesis do we not? Am Reb Chama Bar Chanina, mi pirkei de Rebbe Chia bar Abba Shmieli, from from the classes of Rav Chiya bar Abba, I learned shiny mesis. That's different. Rachman Amar lo sachmo velo chase alav. Pasuk there says in Devarim, pretty straightforward, that have no mercy and don't protect him. Even though normally we try to go out of our way to save somebody from getting killed, even if, you know, of Edim and we warned them and whatever, we try to do whatever we can with Silu, we try to save, but when it comes to this, we have no mercy. Okay, and Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin she'ein ton in lemesis. How do you know you don't plead on behalf of the instigator? Minachash HaKadmoni, we learn it from the snake by Adam and Chava. That is, Amar Rabbi Simloi, There are many things he could have done to get himself off the hook, but he didn't do it. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu plead on his behalf? Because the snake didn't plead by himself. And because he instigated this thing over here, he wasn't given this privilege of being helped over here. Right? Amazing. Now why, says Rashi, HaNachash Lo Ton HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shvilo. Some explain that that because he got Chava to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so this is like a mesis for like Avodah Zarah. Now, what could he have said to get himself off the hook? Divrei Rava, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomani. He could have just said, what do you mean? You're holding me responsible because of the fact that I told Chava to go ahead to eat from the tree? But you know the rule, if the master tells you something, you know, the rabbi and the Talmud tell you something, who do you listen to? Right? It's not my problem, Chava, you said to listen to me, you should listen to Hashem. Divrei Rav Shem, of course you listen to Hashem, so not my problem, you listen, you should listen to God. Where do we learn that whenever somebody adds to something, you end up subtracting from something? In other words, what it means is if you're adding to the Torah when it's not what was supposed to be told, then you end up taking away. Because it says that Chava responded to the snake and says, oh, can you have from this over here? He says, no, Hashem says, don't eat from it and don't even touch it. It says, Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yizkir am al hanagia. Hashem didn't warn him on touching. We talk to Tosefes, and because of this addition, Giro, it ended up subtracting. Shedachaf hanachash eschava al ilan. The nachash pushed Schava into the tree. Ad shenagabo, she touched it. Namar Allah, ri shein misa al hanagia. Look, you don't die from touching it. Afal achilo, tell me, see, you're not going to die from eating it either. Rav Meshach Shem Rach, we learn from here. Amasai v'chitzi arko. This is talking about the aron, the size of the aron. 2.5 amas is its length. Vashi amar ashtei esrei yirios. Whoops, skipped explaining that. What does that mean? Amasai v'chitzi arko. When it's talking about the length of the aron, it says it's 2.5 amas. Amasayim v'chitzi arko. Now, what happens if you deleted the first letter? Then it wouldn't say Amasayim, it would say Mosayim, which would mean 200. So that first letter, if the first letter would have been deleted from the word, it would have been understood as saying it's 200.5 amos. By adding the first letter, the Torah made it less. Now it's only 2.5, right? So that's what we said, that call a mosif gareo, and if you add, it ends up making something smaller. Interesting. Avashi amar ashtei esrei yirios. We learn it from ashtei esrei yirios, which means 11 curtains. Rashi says dal ayin mehacha havelu shtei esrei. If you take off the letter ayin, then instead of being 11, it's going to end up being 12. So you see that the extra letter there ends up subtracting. Amar Abaye, lo shenu ela da amar meshata nibacha. The Chachamim taught that admitting is not going to work unless the witnesses are designated only in reference to where the defendant says that I was joking. Aval Amar, but let's say the guy actually admitted to the fact that he's chayiv. Beep, turn the page. Aval Amar, let's say, he didn't admit to it, but he says, you know, hey, but you admitted to me, and now, he says, I never said that at all. But then he brings that Edom, that he actually did say it, says Rashi, lo hodisi lecha, for Edom shesham, but there were Edom actually there, then Huchsa Kafran, he's considered like a liar, and then we don't believe him to say that he was joking. So let's say the guy says, hey, you owe me $100. He goes, yeah, I owe you $100, and he says it in front of people. The next day he says, nah, I was just joking. So then he's off the hook. But the next day he says, I never said that. Oh, now you're in trouble. And these eight of them do work. People don't remember things that are silly, like silly comments that they make. And therefore, maybe if Itaka was joking, therefore when he says the next day, I never said that, what he meant, he really thought that he didn't say it because the whole thing was just a joke anyway. So we actually do believe him now, and these Edom are not considered Edom to make him chayef. Story time. Ahu, remember, they have to make sure that these witnesses are set up as Edom. So let's say Reuven says, Shimon, you owe me $100, and these are my witnesses, and these people are here to witness what you're going to respond. And he says back, yeah, I do owe it to you, so then there's real Edom up there. But if it doesn't do it, they're not. Ahu, story time. There was a guy. He hid these witnesses behind the bed curtains to hear that his friend admits to what he still rashes Yeria Apsura Aprusa Shufasamita. You know, the curtains that go around the bed. And he says, you owe me $100. Amalei Ain says, yep, I owe you $100. That's true. Amar Eire Vishach Velahavi Allah Sade. So he goes, oh, really? You're admitting to it? Tell me, Ere Vishachve, do you, so he says, the sleep, those awake and those are asleep, Lavi Alach Sadeh. Like, are you okay with the fact that anyone who's here, if they're awake or they're asleep, then they could be witnesses? Rashi says, Rotse Atash, you call a shaman Meidin Bo, Meidin, they can testify, Bein Urin, Bein Yeshenin, Shemakir Zeh Bo, Shalo Yodeh Befnei Adam. He knows this guy wouldn't admit in front of Adam. So Rabbi Libo, Shemi Heik Savar, Shakul Mishenin, Vyom Hain. Maybe he'll think everyone's sleeping, he'll say, yeah. So Amar Lo, he says back to him, Lo, no, nice try. So Rav Kahana, kind of said about the story, Ha Amar Le, Lo. He said, no, that I don't want to be witnesses, and therefore, him saying that he owes the money doesn't mean anything. He's not chayev. Another story. Whoa, there was this person who hid witnesses in a kever in order, again, to hear this friend that he's going to admit to the fact that he owes something. I have a money in your hands. In other words, you owe me $100. He says, yep, I do. So he says back, can it be that the living and the dead will be a witness for you? Nope. He said no, so therefore it doesn't work. We learn from here that you have to say these are my, you are my witnesses in order for this to actually work. It doesn't matter whether the debtor says it or whether the creditor says it and the debtor is quiet, because then we say shtika ko da time damer love lo. Because the reason that it doesn't work is because that guy Dafka said no and is rejecting Edis over here. Aval ishasa kachanami. If he was quiet, then it would be accepted. It would work. They could be work as test as Edom as witnesses. Story time. Ahu dava kari lekav rushu. It was a guy who was called a kav of debt. In other words, he had a lot of, Rashi says, Mali Kav Shtaros Yishalev, a lot of, like, Shtaros against this guy. Amar, the guy says back, Man Masik B Ela Ploni Ploni. Who has, you know, claims against me? Rashi says, Lami Adi Chayev Klum. Who am I Chayev to anyone other than Ploni? He says, a particular amount, you know, that he owes to each of these people. Also, Tafunu Ladina Kamid Rav Nachman, and two people that he actually said over there, they came and brought him in front of Rav Nachman, saying that he admitted to the fact that he owed them money. So Rav Nachman, right, because this basically how the story goes is they go to this guy, Bob, and they go, Bob, you're the guy who owes thousands of people money. He's like, thousands of people? I only owe Reuben and Shimon money, each $100. So Reuben and Shimon show up and they say, oh, look, here's his money. Rav Nachman says, person, will behave in a way, this is not uncommon that he'll behave like this, is not a raya. They want to make it look like, yeah, I owe people money, so nobody thinks that he's rich. Says Rashi, that Adam Asur Lomer Labrios Chayavanimos Laponi Lesrachik Meayin Har, Simifar, Shalol Ashbia, Shalol Leros, Shava Mi Mamon, a Savea Mi Mamon. So it doesn't appear like he's filled with money. So no, it's not a raya, sorry, you can't take that as he owes you actually money. There was this guy that they used to call him a mouse who sleeps on dinarim. You know, this is a person who doesn't give. Rashi says, Ashir, Shalom Nanim Yimamano. He isn't getting enough from his money. Like this mouse, he's sleeping on these golden coins. He's not getting enough from it. When this guy was on his deathbed, this guy was dying, he said, Planya, Planya. Masplonio, Mascubi Zuse. This person, that person, have claims against me. In other words, I owe them money. Basa the shop after I died. Also Davinu Yarshim. So those people that came to the Yarshim, you know, because he admitted over there, and the Yarshim said, "Nay, just wanted to make people think that he doesn't have any money, but really, we don't owe you nothing." We don't know you're nothing. You hear? We're not giving you any cash over here. So they come into Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi. Amalu, he says to him, "Ki'amin and Adamasu Shalul Lesbia." As that's when do we say the same person wants to be somebody rich? Hanimi Lechaim. That's when he's alive because he's scared people are going to come and take it from him. Avalachem he said, "Lo." But when a person on his deathbed, he's dying over there. He's not. He wouldn't do such a thing. He doesn't care. People, you know, would know that he's rich at that stage, and therefore have to take it seriously. Paru palga, so the Yarshim paid half of the amount that the person said. Tavidu ledina lida palga, so they came and they wanted to get the other half. Also came from Rav Chia, and that came from Rav Chia. Amar lahu, Rav Chia said, kishem sha'adamosa yishalo lasbia satsmo, kachadamosa yishalo lasbia as banav, just like a person doesn't want to make himself look rich while he's alive, so too, a person might do that also for his children after he dies, and therefore we don't even trust it when he's dying, because they don't want people to go to his kids. Amulei, so they came to, they said to Rav Chia, Nezel v'nadar, should we go and return the money that the Yarshim gave us so far? Amulei says to him, no, Kfar Harizakin, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, already paskin that the money is yours, and you don't have to return the half that you already got based off his psak. Says Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel, Kibaltem al piv, v'lo achlok amashe osa. I'm not going to argue on that which he already said, and that which he already said to do. Okay. The Gemara now is going to go into a case of, let's say somebody actually admits to the fact that he owes money. Can the Edom now go put that into a shtar? Now, what happens if put into a shtar is now that this guy is going to be chayev to pay the money, and he is going to get that shtar, he's going to continue to be chayev. That's number one. And besides that, is that they could be govim in a lekuchos if he sells things in the meantime, as opposed to a milva peh, then you're not able to actually get it from anyone other than the person himself. So, hoda b'fnei shtayim v'kano miyado. Let's say he goes in there's a kinya that's done to show that he actually owes the money. Kosvin, the Edom, can now write a paper over here, a shtar, without actually asking him. V'im lav, but if you didn't do a kinya in Kosvin, then they're not able to go in to write this shtar over here. B'fnei shlosha v'lo kano miyado, if let's say somebody admitted to the fact that he owes in front of three people, three Edom, and he didn't do any kinyan, Rav Amar, Rav says, Kosvin, you can still write a shtar over here. Without asking Rishos, for Ravasiyama in Kosovo, you're not able to do it until you actually have his Rishos. I don't think three is more than two, even though it is, obviously. Hava Uvda, so we have a thought of time. This person admitted in front of three people here, and there's no Kenyan. The Chashla Rav, Lahadar of Asi, and Rav, he paskined along with Rav Asi. And he didn't allow him to go into write this note. Amrav Adabarava. Ha Odisa, this Odisa, Amrav Adabarava, this Odisa, Rashi says, Shtar Hodah, Befnei Shlosha, Shalom Kana Miyado, the Shtar Hodah in front of three, that they didn't do a Kenyan, Zimna Kasvinan. Sometimes when you have three of them, you can go and you can write it without asking Rishon. So Zimna Lo Kasvinan, sometimes you're not going to write it. Knife V'yasve Lo Kasvinan. If the three people were gathered and sitting together before he came, then they're not able to write it, even if afterwards he set him up as Edom. Confinu, iu kasvinan. But if the debtor, he's the one who goes and gather the three people, then they're allowed to go and write it. It says, Rashi, midu kanif, tlasa, daite, abidina. So then the fact that he gathered him, it's like his das is on the base then. Rav Amrav says, afilu kanfinu, iu, locus, even if he did, you can't. Ad amalu, have a lie, Diane. Unless he says, you shall be for me, my Dianum. Marbar Vashi, Amar, Afilo Amar, have a lie, Diane. Even if he says it, locus, and you can't write it, ad the kaviduchte, until Rashi says, the kaviduchte, kederch Dianum. Just like it's the way of Dianum, until they establish a seat. Vesholche, umezamne le lebeidina, and they send the summons to come to court, and then he goes and he admits to it. It's got to be a whole legal process here. Rashi says, Vesholche, Veshliach, Vishmael, you know, you've been served. Okay. Back to this case over here, if a person goes and admits in front of two Edim, Hoda b'metaltele v'konum yado. Let's say the person admits by metaltelin, and he does a kinyan, right? Meaning not land, there's no land, but he owes some sort of metaltelin, movable objects, and there's some sort of kinyan that he puts into effect over here. Kosa, now you can, you could write, even without asking permission, you can write a shtar v'im lav, but if there's no kinyan was made, in kosa, you don't go ahead and you have to write the shtar. You're not allowed to write it unless he tells you to write it. Now, what about karka? B'mekarkoi v'lo kanam yado. Let's say this guy admitted to the fact he's chayav like karka. Oh, this guy's living, he's on a particular property. He admitted to another person that it's really, it belongs to him. The Maya, then what's going to be the din? Is that different than metaltlin or not? Amar in Kostvin, the witnesses, the Edom are not allowed to write the star. No, you're not allowed to. My sutra Amar Kosa. No, you are allowed to when it comes to the idea of karka. And that's even if there's no kinyan that's gone over there. For Hilchas HaKosa, Nalacha is, you write it, even if there's no, right, even if there's no kinyan. All right. Ravina Ikla Lidimeharya. He was taking a little trip over there. Rashi says, Shemakam, it's a place. He was traveling, and he got to this place. Ikla Lidimeharya. Amalei Rav Dimi Bar, Rav Huna Midaharia Laravina, Metaltali Ve'isnu Be'enayu. Let's say someone admits to the fact that he owes Metaltali, movable objects, and they're right there. He has them right now. He admits the fact he gave him this money, whatever it is, and he still has that money. My, what's the din? Can the Edom write this note? L'shtar, Amalei says, Kimikarkoi Tamu. Says it's compared to Karka. And therefore, you're allowed to go and you're allowed to write it up. Vashi Amar came to the Mechase Guvainu Lo. Since they lack collection, you can't go and you can't write it. Even if the person still has it right now. Yeah. Mechase Guvainu means it's lacking taking. You didn't yet take it. So therefore, it still belongs. To the debtor, but land is land, so that you can write right away because it doesn't have to be grabbed or anything like that. It's still right there in both cases. Hahi Odisa de la Havakasav Ba. There was this shtar, Rashi says, Hahi Odisa Shnaim Chasumin Aleh, two were signed on it, de la Havakasav Ba, which didn't have anything written, didn't have written in it, Amar Lana Kisav Chisma Havale. He told us to write it and sign it and to give it. Or can we say the fact that it's not in there is that he actually did mean, can we trust it or not? So, by Veravit and Mitavar, they will say, Haini Vidurish Lakish, Domir Shlakish, Chazaka in Edom Chosman al Ashtar, we have Chazaka that Edom don't sign an Ashtar, Elim Kinas a Gadol, unless this person became a Gadol, and therefore we could also assume that the Edom wouldn't sign this unless it was told to actually do it. Maskif. La Rav Papi Vitim Rav Huna Bered Rav Yoshua Mi Ika Midi Danan Lo Yadina and Visafri Debate Dina Yade. Is there a law that we the Dayanim don't know, but the judges, the Sofrim, they know a din? Like does that make any sense? Says Gemara back. Sheilinu L'Safri Debayi Yade. Yeah, they asked questions of the Abaye Sofrim, and they knew it. L'Safri Derav Yade, and they asked of Ravos, and they also knew this din as well. Right, so in other words, his question was, he's saying that there's many judges that don't know this din, that the Edom can't write a shtar without his instruction, without being told by the debtor. So how can we assume that the sofer, who acts as a aid and the sofrim, who act as Edom and they write these notes, that they know this din, and therefore that we assume that they left it up by accident. He says, what do you mean? We asked different sofrim, Abaye sofrim and Rava sofrim, and they all knew the salacha. So the answer is, yeah, we can assume that. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.